We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This is a presentation of Learfield.
And then there were two. Another one falls from the ranks of the unbeaten. We have chaos in the Big 12. The Big 10 West still a mess. And would a top four team go down for the second consecutive week? We'll recap it all in the latest wild edition of the College Football Rewind.
Reliving the weekend on the gridiron.
10-5. Touchdown, Alabama!
Pick six for Ohio State.
Touchdown, Gators! Held!
Intercepted! Oklahoma wins!
The best plays from coast to coast.
And it's intercepted at the 10. The Dogs have it.
Oh, what a play into the middle. Touchdown, Oregon.
To the end zone. Back of the end zone. Touchdown, Aggies.
This is the College Football Rewind.
Oh, my goodness. Don't blink. You'll miss it.
Here's your host, Rob Joyce.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the College Football Rewind, where perhaps one of the surprises through the first 2 weeks of the CFP rankings was the placement for one of the last four unbeatens in the country heading into the weekend. Oklahoma 9-0, but it's been hairy. Five wins by a touchdown or less, a sixth in which it trailed at halftime to Kansas. So the committee has the Sooners ranked eighth, but with a chance to pick up a marquee victory at number 13, Baylor, who a week after getting upset by TCU was trying to stay alive in the Big 12 race.
The 13th play of this first Baylor drive will be the second fourth down try from the 4-yard line. They need two for a first down, four for a touchdown. There's the snap. Bohannon looks right, throws toward the end zone. Incomplete! He missed it! Intended for Tyquan Thornton! And the Sooners turn him over on down.
With Eric Gray in the backfield, three receivers right. Williams dances in his end zone, has a lot of time. Finally lofts it upfield. It's a jump ball, and it's intercepted. Kalen Boogie Barnes with the interception for the Bears at the 35-yard line.
Toby and Teddy back with you upstairs. We head to the second quarter scoreless. Trips right, tight end to right. Unbalanced formation here. Bohannon, play action. Rolling deep, looking deep, lets it fly downfield, and Delarian Turner, yell, picked it off! Intercepted! DTY!
Turner on the field is an interception.
Terrible throw by Bohannon into coverage. We're now one turnover apiece in this game, one interception apiece. Both quarterbacks continue to struggle. It's Caleb Williams' chance. First and goal from the two. Two tight ends, right, Stogner and Hall. Snap. It is a keeper. Williams runs right, darts it up. Touchdown, Caleb Williams. And Oklahoma strikes first in Waco.
Boy, once we got rolling, that was a really nice drive.
7-0 OU, 10:20 to go to the break.
9-play, 78-yard drive by Oklahoma. First points of the day, a 7-0 Sooner lead. J.J.?
Baylor offense has opportunities. And I think from a quarterback standpoint, I've been in Gary's shoes. Sometimes in a big game, your juices are going just a little bit too much. And I feel like for Gary right now, he just has to settle down. Third and goal from Nate.
Loss of two on that play. Here's a big third down play. Three receivers right, one to the left side. Ebner in the backfield. Snap back to Bohannon. Oh, Bohannon fade, left corner. Touchdown, Tyquan Thornton. Touchdown, Bears! Baylor's in the end zone for the first time today.
Both three combined missed field goals, two combined interceptions, back-to-back touchdown drives. And as we go to the half in this very important late-season road battle, we are all tied 7-7 here in Waco. This is Sooner football from Learfield.
And here comes Isaiah Hankins, the Baylor kicker.
Yeah, smart play here. Second half, you just want to grab this lead the way your defense is playing.
Good snap, good hold. Hankins slips down when he makes the kick, but it is good. Boy, that didn't look really smooth from Isaiah Hankins, but he hits the field goal from 32 yards out. And the Bears lead for the first time today. 11:49 on the clock, third quarter in Waco. Our new score, Baylor 10, Oklahoma 7. Nope. Caleb Williams looking to throw. Pressure, here they come, all around him, and he just unloads it. And it's intercepted by Al Walcott. Al Walcott has the pick at the 40-yard line. Caleb Williams thought he was just throwing it into the first row, and he left it short. And Baylor has their second interception of the day.
Baylor got down here last possession, got turned away, forced to kick a field goal.
Those are big stops. If you can hold them to a field goal, that's huge. Continue to hold.
Second and 15 from the 25. Two tight end set. Back to half pass, Bohannon. Look at middle. Steps up, throws. That's caught by Snead at the 20. Hit hard. Ooh. Balls loose, and it's picked up by Benito. Now, what are they calling? What are they calling? Sooner ball.
Spencer Rattler's coming into quarterback for the Sooners, guys.
Wow. Caleb Williams, only 8 of 17 passing for 84 yards and two interceptions today. And Lincoln Riley says, let's go to Rattler.
Snap back to Rattler on 3rd and 9. Pressure. Jackson almost had him. Rattler takes off and he's pulled down. Caught from behind by TJ Franklin. End of 3 in Waco. Our score going to the fourth quarter. Baylor 10, Oklahoma 7. You're listening to Baylor Bear football from Learfield. Leading 10-7.
There's a cut.
Big hole on the right side. Abram Smith to the 30, the 40, the 50. They're chasing. Abram Smith to the 20, to the 10, and they catch him. Abram Smith, what a run for the Bears. Here we go. Second and goal from the 5-yard line. Bohannon, he's going to run it. Bohannon for the right corner. He's in. Standing up. Gary Bohannon runs it in from 5 yards out. The Bears extend their lead on the Oklahoma Sooners.
We've been looking for that all year long, JJ. You and I have talked about it, for Gary just to tuck the ball when there's nothing there and take off. And he has run the ball today, I'll tell you.
And with 13-13 to play in the fourth quarter, our new score, Baylor 17, Oklahoma 7. 9:47 to play, fourth quarter. Bears will have the ball at their own 20.
Baylor up by 2 scores, 10 points. A dynamic offense has really been held by the defense. Baylor defense has yielded 185 yards. If Baylor goes on maybe just even a 3 or 4 minute drive and gets an opportunity to score, this could really be the death knell. It's not over till it's over, but this huge drive.
Second down 7 for the Bears. They've driven to the Oklahoma 14. Hand off. Nope. Keep it. Bohannon running left. Bohannon to the 10, to the 5, to the end zone. Gary Bohannon, his second rushing touchdown today. The Bears punch it in. Baylor extends their lead over Oklahoma in the fourth quarter. And with 3:57 to play in the game, our new score, Baylor 24, Oklahoma 7.
You know, we talked about it all week. We talked about it in the pregame that this Baylor team was by far going to be the best team that Oklahoma had played this season. Just hadn't gone well. Baylor Bears have been the better team today.
2:30 to go from inside the 1 yard line. Handoff Kennedy up the middle, touchdown. Kennedy Brooks, 1 yard touchdown run with 2:26 to go, makes it 24-13.
Snap, hold, kick by Hankins is good. And now, 000s on the clock. A field goal on the final play of the game. And Baylor ends Oklahoma's unbeaten season. The Bears snap the Sooners' winning streak at 17. Baylor wins in Big 12 play over Oklahoma. 27-14, the final score. It just means more when you beat a team like Oklahoma.
John Morrison, JJ Joe on the Baylor Sports Network with Toby Rowland and Teddy Lehman on the Sooner Sports Network. Another unbeaten goes down. OU plays with fire all year, finally gets burned in Waco. Bears pull off the 27-14 upset. Suddenly, Big 12 race wide open. Can we say the same about the ACC Atlantic and the Big Ten West? They weren't decided on Saturday, but there is some clarity. Tell you more after this on the College Football Rewind.
Hey, friends, I'm Dan Rubenstein.
And I'm Ty Hildenbrand.
And we're the Solid Verbal Podcast, previewing, recapping, and talking all things college football all season long, all year long.
And look, the season's a marathon. Sometimes there'll be happy tears, and sometimes sad ones.
So let the Solid Verbal be your warm college football audio hug.
Yeah, I'm not at all comfortable with that phrasing.
Too late. Download the Solid Verbal wherever you listen to quality podcasts.
Reliving the weekend on the gridiron.
And he'll dance into the end zone for an Ohio State touchdown.
It's on the ground. We go diving for it. Dog's ball.
Picked off at the 10. 5, 3, 2, 1. Touchdown, Florida State.
Once again, here's Rob Joyce.
Wake Forest is unbeaten no more, losing last week to North Carolina, but the 12th-ranked Demon Deacons still control their own destiny to get to the ACC Championship game next month, up 2 in the loss column to everybody in the Atlantic Division, except for NC State. Behind the league's staunchest defense, the Wolfpack sat just a game back of Wake, heading to Winston-Salem on Saturday, in a game that could decide who winds up in Charlotte. We'll pick it up late in the second quarter with the Deacs leading 21-6.
Play fake. Leary looks right, throws right, pass caught 45 and up to the 50. And then the ball comes out, taken by Red of the Deacs. Past the 40, down the far sideline, 30, 20, 10, 5, and out of bounds at the 4. First and goal to go. Travion Red, right guy, right time. Wake in business with 2:11 to go.
Yeah. And now punch it into the end zone here.
5-yard line, left hash mark. Snap to Hartman. He turns and fakes, now runs behind Turner, dances to the left and into the end zone. Touchdown, Sam Hartman. And that is a big, big touchdown.
Man, what a massive turnaround in this football game.
Here's the kickoff from left to right, and Ricky Person will get it. Bring it up the right side, 20, 25, 30. Check it, this is Bam Knight. Knight across midfield, cuts down the left sideline to the 40, the 30, man. And is pushed out of bounds.
Big play. Really just what the Pack needed. I mean, to be so demoralized by the one play completely gives NC State, they got plenty of time. They've got to come up with something more than a field goal attempt.
Pack offense back onto the field, ready to go. On first down and 10 for the 28 of Wake Forest. Leary will gun it long, left corner end zone. Ball is caught. And did the receiver a messy hang on? He did. Touchdown, Wolfpack. He beat Jasir Taylor. 28-yard touchdown pass by Leary, and the Pack's right back in this game. And it is a huge one for the Pack with 1:47 left to go before the halftime break.
How about that? Back-to-back one-play scoring drive.
43-yard punt, no return. 56 seconds for the Pack to try and do something here before halftime. NC State trailing 21-13.
How huge would it be for the Pack to get two scores in the last 2 minutes?
He awaits the shotgun snap. Deacons will send a late blitzer. Here's a throw into the end zone. Caught, touchdown, Carter. Touchdown, State. Devin Carter hauls it in. He was wide open right over the middle of the end zone. What a comeback. State down 21-6 with 2:05 to go and has scored twice here in the last 2 minutes and 5 seconds.
As Zur and Murphy get ready to snap and hold, and Nick Skiba will try to give Wake a 4-point lead at halftime. Snap is good. Spot is down. Kick by Nick Skiba on the way. And he drilled it. I mean, right down Deacon Boulevard. All right. First half in the books with the score. Wake Forest 24, NC State 20.
Ready for third quarter action. State will be getting the ball. Ivan Mora with a run up in the boot. Kickoff coming from left to right. And Bam Knight will take it at the goal line. He brings it up across the 10, middle of the field, 20, 30-yard line. Still moving, 40. Left side, 50. Down the left sideline, 40. To the 30. He's got one man to beat. And he breaks the tackle at the 10. 5, touchdown. 100-yard kickoff return by Zonovan Bam Knight. And the Wolfpack has the lead. How about that?
How about that? Let's just say it. Bam Knight is the difference in this football game.
Snap to Hartman. Looks, waits, runs right out of the pocket, fires to the end zone. A sliding catch is made. Touchdown! Brandon Chapman's first career touchdown puts Wake in front. And here we go. Strap on. And strap in. going to get crazy.
Snap to Hartman, swings it right side by himself. It is Ellison, touchdown Wake Forest. Great play design, perfect execution. Man, oh man, it came at a perfect time. Brand new score, 10:05 remains in the game in the score. Wake 38, NC State 27.
State with the ball at the Wake Forest 13, second and 10. Leary looks over the defense. Four-man rush by Wake Forest. Leary has time. Now moves slightly to his left. Throws left corner.
Wow.
Caught by Amezi.
Wow.
He went way up the ladder to grab it. Came down inbounds. Touchdown, Wolfpack. Super catch by Amezi. It was almost like the ball was metal and his hands were magnets. Yeah. As Tony mentioned, the Pack now going to go for two to try and make it a three-point game. Here's a soft toss, left corner end zone. Caught!
Oh,
are you kidding me?
Man.
2 points for the Pack. Amezi does it again. It was basically the same ball he just caught. Wow. There's what a future pro looks like, folks. That's 38-35, Wake Forest.
Hartman in the gun. Ellison to his right. There's the snap. Opens up to the right. Gives to Ellison. 4, 3, 2, 1. Goal line. Pay dirt. Touchdown with 1:47 to go. Justice Ellison into the north end zone. And Wake leads it 44-35 here in Winston-Salem.
On second and goal from the Deacon 8. Leary throwing right. Throws a seed. Caught by Carter. And he breaks the play. Touchdown, Wolfpack. 45 seconds left to go.
So there's still more work to do, but that's a biggie right there. Scored the touchdown with still, what,
45 seconds left.
It's been a heck of a football game.
Really has. All right. State's ready. And here is the onside kick. Takes a couple of hops. And it is picked up, I think, by State. Did it go far enough? I don't think it did.
I don't think it did either.
I think it's about a foot from the needed 10 yards.
Yep. Illegal touching by the kicking team.
Yep.
Touching the ball before. And traveled for 10 yards. Ball be placed at that spot. First down, Wake Forest.
Again, the final score tonight from Truist Field. Wake Forest 45 and NC State 42.
Stan Cotton and Larry Sorensen on the Wake Forest Sports Network with Gary Hahn and Johnny Evans on the Wolfpack Sports Network. Another week, another shootout for the Deacs. And they're back in the win column holding on 45-42 as Sam Hartman overcomes three picks by accounting for four touchdowns. So Wake can clinch the Atlantic with a win next week. Still not quite as simple in the Big Ten West, where there was a four-way tie for first heading into the weekend. Iowa, Minnesota, Purdue, Wisconsin, all at 4-2 in league play. Boilermakers went to Ohio State. We'll get to that in a bit. The other two met at Kinnick Stadium. 20th-ranked Hawkeyes went for a seventh straight victory against the Gophers.
Be from 50. Here's the snap, the spot. The kick is long enough, certainly, and it is right through.
Wow, he'd have been good from 60.
Why would we expect anything else from Caleb Shudak?
To tie the game, a 20-yard attempt. Snap back, spot down, the kick is up, and it is right down the middle, and we are tied here in the first quarter. We have played one quarter of football. It's 3-3 at Kinnick.
So it is second down and goal from a half a yard away. Padilla is going to keep the football, and he's shoved by Potabom. Potabom came in to bury his helmet in Alex Padilla's backside, and it's a touchdown, Iowa. Touchdown,
Iowa. Do it again.
The Hawks regain the advantage at 10-3.
It's a wildcat look back to the jumbo package up front. Kramer and Thomas on a 4th-and-2. Gets the snap. It is a pass. They've got Cole Keith on the run. Down the seam to the 10. Touchdown! The Iowan Cole Keith, 37 yards on the wildcat look. And we are tied at 10. 5:27 to go here in the second quarter. Minnesota 10, Iowa 10. Padilla on play action. Wants to throw on the slant. Caught by Reganey at the 45. And Iowa's on the march. The ball poked out. The Gophers signaling they have it. They're running off the field. No signal from the official yet. And it is, let's see, Minnesota ball. Snap back, spot down, the kick is up, and it is good. And Minnesota has the lead on the road in Iowa City at the break. Golden Gophers 13, the Iowa Hawkeyes 10. This is Golden Gopher football from Learfield.
We've got our own battle going on here on the front at Kinnick. The Hawkeyes trail Minnesota 13-10. And now Padilla They don't shotgun with Alex. He gets up under center. Here he is to throw. On first down, man wide open, caught 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10. Charlie Jones! Charlie Jones aboard the locomotive. Touchdown, Iowa! Touchdown! Buckeyes on the first play from scrimmage. 72 yards.
Well, you just said, well, I hope we get a little more creative with the ball. That was a good start, wasn't it?
Hawks 17 and Minnesota 13.
This will be a 29-yard attempt. It'll make it a one-point game on fourth and two. Twice on fourth and two, the Gophers have kicked field goals in the red zone. Snap back, spot down. The kick is up, and it is good, and it's a one-point game, but a disappointing outcome for how successful that early drive was. Gophers leading the time of possession 28-10 at this point, but trail by one, 17-16. 6:14 to go in the third.
Through three quarters, 17-16 Hawks. Minnesota faces fourth down and eight. And so we'll see what P.J. Fleck has dialed up.
Now they're going for a 53-yard field goal.
Here's the boot. It's blocked. It's blocked. Right at the line of scrimmage, the ball has fallen on and the Hawks will take over. Oh, a big play by Iowa special teams. And the ball's now at the Minnesota 27. The Hawks move the chains, leading 17-16. Fake on the give to Goodson. Here's a quick slant and bouncing off defenders. Keegan Johnson, he's going to score. Touchdown. Touchdown, Iowa. Keegan Johnson, the Fab Frosh.
I've never seen anything like this. He bounced off two solid tackles, bounced off of them, spun to the outside. That is some kind of football player.
24-16. What a huge play.
Let's see if the Gophers try to hustle things up here down eight with 8:15 to go.
Yeah, it looks like we are going to hustle. Looks like we're going to go no huddle here, go at the line of scrimmage in this situation. Down eight with 8 minutes to go in the game. I think it's the right thing to do. The clock is starting to be a concern, Mike, with 5 minutes and 50 seconds to go.
Wants to throw, pumps, waiting. He has a man deep. It's Altman Bell, far sideline. Caught on the run at the 30, to the 20, 10, 5, touchdown! 68 yards. Gophers get the score. They finally take the deep shot. All right, huge two-point conversion. It's from the 3-yard line. Try to get the tie. In motion is Altman Bell on a two-point conversion. Morgan rolling right, throws, and it's batted away. It was batted away by the blitzing Dane Belton, and the ball never got near Altman Bell, and it's a two-point Iowa lead.
Fourth down, and the Gophers are down to their final play of the game, we hope.
Here we go.
Long count. Here's the snap. Morgan straight back, deep in the end zone. Throws a fade pattern down the sideline, and it's incomplete. Intended for Stevens. The ball hung up. Matt Hankins was right there, and the Hawks take over at the 3.
Oh, my goodness. I hope I got some blood pressure pills in my pocket here.
29-yard field goal for Caleb Shudek. He's had a great year. Here's the snap, the spot, and the kick is right through. And the Hawkeyes extend the lead. 27-22 Iowa, 41 seconds. They put a couple seconds back on the clock, and the Hawks are going to have to call on that defense to hold one more time. It's Morgan, veteran 3-year starter. 39-yard line of the Hawkeyes, first and 10, and he goes straight back with 12 seconds to go. Now he's forced wide. Joe Evans knocks the ball loose, and Minnesota falls on it, and the game's going to be over. Joe Evans does it again.
What a play by Joe Evans. That's 7 straight years.
7 straight victories over Minnesota. What a football game. The Hawks win at 27-22. What a play by Joe Evans.
Gary Dolphin and Ed Podolak on the Iowa Sports Network with Mike Grimm and Daryl Thompson on the Golden Gopher Sports Network. A close game throughout. Iowa comes out on top, sees its Big Ten hopes remain alive after the 27-22 thriller. Still lots to come. We had a top 15 showdown on the Grove, another very important Big Ten battle at the Shoe, and everything else from around the country in Week 11 all comes after these messages on the College Football Rewind.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Directors Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
The year was 1919. Barbasol shaving cream was invented by a dreamer named Frank Shields. The world's first modern shave cream, Barbasol, changed the face of shaving forever. A few billion shaves later, Frank's dream lives on. Behind every face is a dream. Barbasol proudly salutes every fearless, self-assured, wide-eyed dreamer all across America. Celebrating 100 years, Barbasol.
We go crazy for this stuff.
It is intercepted, and the Cyclones have the football.
It is good.
Yes, and he takes the lead.
10-5, touchdown.
Back to the College Football Rewind.
Wow.
To this point in the season, Purdue has been a giant slayer, beating then-second-ranked Iowa at Kinnick, following it up with a home win against previously unbeaten Michigan State a week ago. Newly ranked at 19th nationally, could the Boilermakers make it a trio of upsets against Ohio State? In a word, no.
Stroud gets the snap. Hands to Henderson, running on a left angle to the 50. He'll hit the Purdue 40. Down the left side of the 30, Henderson to the 20, to the 10. And into the end zone goes Henderson. Stroud under center, Luke Whipler gives it on a fly sweep. Wilson, left side of the 50, shoots to the Purdue 40. He's loose to the Boilermaker 20, to the 10, to the 5, to the house goes Garrett Wilson. Again into the end zone on a 51-yard scoring play. Snap to Stroud, back to throw. Stroud looks, cranks the arm, fires into the end zone for Wilson. Caught it for a score. What a great catch by Garrett Wilson as he angled his way around cornerback Dedrick Mackey.
Paul Keels on the Ohio State Sports Network. A 45-point first-half explosion from the Buckeyes puts any talks of an upset to rest early. 59-31 the final, behind five C.J. Stroud touchdown passes. With Ohio State's win, Buckeyes remain alone in first place atop the Big Ten East. Two teams sitting a game back. Sixth-ranked Michigan began the day with some late heroics against Penn State.
Haskins to his left. Back to throw McNamara. Pressure coming. Got to throw. Throws. He's got all. Crossing route. He's at the 40. He's heading down the sideline. The 20. He cuts at the 5. Did he get in the end zone? Yes. Touchdown, Michigan. Eric All on a crossing route. Michigan with 11 guys up front. Pressure coming. They throw the ball wide, overthrown, incomplete. That's it.
Jim Brandstatter on the Michigan Sports Network. That Eric All 47-yard strike with 3:29 left was the game winner. Wolverines 9-1 after a 21-17 victory. Penn State, meanwhile, has now dropped 4-5. Wolverines ranked one spot ahead of the only team to whom it's lost. Michigan State dropped to number 7 in the rankings after its loss to Purdue, but the Spartans bounced back in a big way against Maryland.
The snap back to Peyton. Unloads. Toward the left pylon.
Whoa! The shoulder catch made by Jaden Reed into the end zone. Touchdown, MSU.
Hands off to K9, running to his left. Good blocker.
There he goes.
Gets to the goal line. Gets to the end zone. Touchdown, MSU. Another Kenneth Walker TD, his second of the day.
George Blaha on the Spartan Media Network. 4 touchdown passes for Peyton Thorne. 2 more rushing scores for Kenneth Walker. All Michigan State, 40-21. Fourth team in the West Division grouping, Wisconsin. The 18th-ranked Badgers, one of the hottest teams in the land, winners of 5 straight, and they kept right on rolling against Northwestern.
Marty steps up, fires over the middle, it's picked up. 35-40, 45 to the 50. Torchio to the 45. John Torchio inside the 40 and taken down to the 39 of Northwestern. Another turnover forced by the Wisconsin defense.
Fullback motions right, another hand off to Allen over the right side. Inside the 30, bumps off a defender, inside the 25. Inside the 20, Allen the 10, Allen the 5. Oh my goodness! Touchdown, Braylon Allen.
Matt LePay on the Badger Sports Network. Braylon Allen rushes for 3 scores. Defense notches 4 turnovers. All Wisconsin 35-7. So with 2 weeks left, the Badgers and Iowa tied for first in the West.
The Pac-12.
Just last week, Oregon was being tailed by 3 teams in the North Division. Well, the Ducks beat Washington. Then Oregon State was tripped up against Colorado. So that left essentially a 2-horse race between Oregon and Washington State. And though it was tied at halftime on Saturday, the 3rd-ranked team in the country might have punched its ticket to Santa Clara.
A big fly sweep. Brown's going to cut it up himself. 10, straight arm, 5, dives, no indication. Touchdown!
And give it a Cardinal.
Picks his way up the middle, and he's going to go all the way up the middle. Touchdown, Oregon. Touchdown, Byron Cardwell.
Jerry Allen on the Oregon Sports Network. Big second half sees the Ducks pull away from the Cougars 38-24. Now they can clinch the division for good with a win next week over Utah. But that's easier said than done. The number 24 Utes continued their midseason ascent, stayed atop the Pac-12 South with a win over Arizona.
Thinks about throwing outside, throws the other way. He's got a man open. Dalton Kincaid caught, touchdown.
Touchdown, Utah. Touchdown, Dalton Kincaid.
Cam turns and gives it to T.J. Pledger. In to the one. Pushes to the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, T.J. Pledger. For a second time today, and that one might be enough to get Utah the W this afternoon here in Tucson.
Bill Riley on the Utes Sports Network. A close game throughout. Utes keep the one-win Wildcats at bay, stay atop the South with a 38-29 victory in what could be the first of two meetings in 4 weeks, Oregon and Utah next week in Salt Lake City.
The SEC.
From a ranking standpoint, no one could top Ole Miss and Texas A&M and Oxford. Rebels ranked 15th, Aggies up to number 11, but both hanging by just a thread of the SEC West in what amounted to essentially an elimination game. Ole Miss's defense nearly outscored A&M.
He's going to hand it off to Spiller, who's in the end zone. He doesn't get out. He does not get out. Kedron Smith, Chance Campbell, and they'll get him for a safety. Three-man rush. Williams off the edge. Looks like he's being held. The pass downfield. Picked off. It's intercepted. Headed the other way is A.J. Finley. To the 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
David Kellum on the Ole Miss Sports Network. The Rebels pitch a first-half shutout and record a safety, then get a pick-six late off Zach Calzada to ice it. Ole Miss's SEC hopes ever so slightly alive with a 29-19 win. So Texas A&M out of the division race. 17th-ranked Auburn was in as precarious a position with two league losses on its resume, and things look good against Mississippi State, up 28-3 mid-second quarter. Then it all fell apart.
Nobody's open, sliding right now. He throws. Now it's Johnson, makes the grab, leans his shoulder inside the pylon in the front right of the end zone for a Mississippi State touchdown.
Two receivers each way. Rodgers gets a snap, throws end zone. Polk is there, and he makes a leaping grab for a Mississippi State touchdown.
Two receivers tight to the line on the right, two receivers wide to the left. Rodgers takes a snap, looking into the end zone. Calvin pulls it in, and he'll walk in. Touchdown, Jameer Calvin.
Unreal.
Neil Price on the Mississippi State Sports Network. 40 consecutive points scored by the Bulldogs helps pull off the largest comeback in program history. 43-34 Hail State the final, knocking the Tigers out of the West Division race. One other West Division game involving a ranked team to tell you about. Number 25 Arkansas, new to the CFP rankings. It took overtime, but the Razorbacks continued LSU's woes.
Nussmeier going to throw right corner. Pass is intercepted. Intercepted by Monteric Brown. Brown intercepts it, and now the Razorbacks are going to have a chance to win the game.
The good snap.
The hold is down. The kick is on the way. And it is good. Arkansas wins. The Razorbacks have won it.
Chuck Barrett on the Razorback Sports Network. Hogs get an OT interception and a field goal for their seventh win of the year, 16-13 over LSU, who needs to win its final two games to go bowling. Over in the East, nation's top-ranked team in Georgia faced another opponent that, on paper, some thought could give the Bulldogs its first challenge since week one. Alas, the Bulldogs' trip to Tennessee played out like so many games this year have.
Empty set for the Dogs. Shotgun snap to Stetson Bennett. Drops back, looks back for the far corner. James Cook, he's got it! Over the shoulder, touchdown! Cook from Bennett. Look at Stetson back on the other end, pumping his fist. Toss it to Cook. Cook to the five, to the three, to the one, into the corner of the end zone, just inside the pylon for the touchdown. And maybe the dagger.
Scott Howard on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network. Another bulldozing from the Dogs. 41-17 the final. Dogs rushed for 274 yards and four scores as a team. All signs still point to the Georgia-Alabama collision course in Atlanta next month, a week after its scare against LSU. The second-ranked Tide had a much easier time outside the conference against New Mexico State.
Play action, fake again.
Got him.
Pressure, wide open, end zone, touchdown Alabama. Royce just waited and waited, and all of a sudden, Jamison Williams parted the defense and picks up a 32-yard reception for another Alabama touchdown, his second of the day.
Eli Gold on the Crimson Tide Sports Network. All tied, as you can imagine, 59-3 the final. Bama can clinch the West next week with a win over Arkansas.
The ACC.
We hit on the Atlantic Division already with Wake and NC State. Over in the Coastal, two teams with the best chance to win the division had tough tests, though one was out of conference. Back on Thursday, first place Pitt up 16 on North Carolina at the half, only to see that lead disappear before getting back on track in OT at rainy and windy Heinz Field.
Crow motions wide left.
Back is Pickett, throws for Crowell.
Touchdown, Panthers, to start the overtime.
Howell in the gun. Play action fake, big rush. He's going to throw it. It's in the air, it's going downfield, and it will be intercepted. The game is over. Intercepted by MJ Devonshire. Wow!
Bill Hillgrove on the Pitt Panther Radio Network. Pitt survives 30-23 to remain in first place in the Coastal, and it gives itself a bit of breathing room against high-powered Virginia, who went outside the league one final time this year against ninth-ranked Notre Dame. But without starting quarterback Brennan Armstrong out with an injury, it was all Irish.
Cone waits for the snap. There it is. Drops back against the blitz. Throws to the left side. Into the end zone to Kevin Austin. Did he hang on? Yes, he did. Touchdown, Notre Dame.
Paul Burmeister on the Notre Dame Radio Network. Irish surging. Make it five straight for Brian Kelly's bunch. Cruise past the Cavaliers 28-3. Elsewhere around the country on Saturday, a Sooner loss to Baylor means number 10 Oklahoma State could tie for first in the Big 12 with a win over TCU. Boy, they blast the Frogs.
Sanders takes the ball, fakes a handoff, back to pass, fires over the middle, pass is caught. 25-20, 15, 10, 5, pistols firing, touchdown Oklahoma State, Blaine Green.
Third and goal, handoff, Richardson up the middle, runs through a tackle, bouncing toward the end zone, he's in, pistols firing, touchdown Oklahoma State, Dominic Richardson.
Dave Hunziker on the Cowboys Sports Network. Pokes explode 63-17 the final against TCU. So with 3 weeks left, Oklahoma and Oklahoma State both 6-1. Bedlam comes on the final day of the season, and Baylor's still in it as well, one game back at 5-2 in the league. To the group of five we go for the first time. Cincinnati knocking on the door of the playoff, up to fifth in the ranking. The Bearcats, with three straight close calls, finally put up some style points in a Friday victory against USF.
Shotgun snap, takes a handoff, runs to the left, gets a block from Taylor, and cruises into the end zone. Touchdown, Bearcats! It's a handoff to Ryan Montgomery. Spin move, gets away from a tackle, breaks free. He's at the USF 30, 25-20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Bearcats! Ryan Montgomery goes 55 yards.
Dan Hord from Learfield. Desmond Ritter becomes Cincinnati's all-time touchdown leader. Bearcats run away from the Bulls 45-28. Huge showdown in the Mountain West. 22nd-ranked San Diego State in Nevada tied for first in the West Division heading into Saturday. And it went right down to the wire.
This will be a 35. Kick up. Kick. Good! Defense, I know you've been playing a lot here in the second half. But it's showtime with one final drive. Strong pump fake, looking, throwing. That ball's batted down. That's incomplete. And with 42 seconds left, the Aztecs are going to win this football game. How about them, boys?
Ted Leitner on the Aztec Radio Network. Aztecs kick a field goal in the final 3 minutes, make the defensive stop, hold on for the huge 23-21 win to take over first in the Mountain West West Division. We finish up the segment with UTSA, one of the lone remaining unbeatens. Now ranked by the committee, the Roadrunners trailed one win Southern Miss late in the third before staging a comeback.
McCormick shifts over to the left side of Harris on this play. Snap comes back to Frank. He's looking to throw again. He'll step up and fire the end zone for Leroy Watson. Touchdown, UTSA! What a perfect pass that time! First down and goal for UTSA at the 9. Harris takes the shotgun snap. He hands it to Sincere. Up the middle, to the goal line. He's at the 1. Is he in? Touchdown! Sincere McCormick with the score! And UTSA takes a 26-17 lead.
Andy Everett on the Roadrunner Sports Network. UTSA scores the final 17 points, stays perfect, a 27-17 victory. That was the weekend around the country. When we return here on the College Football Rewind, we'll hand out some awards to the top performers of the week right after these messages.
At Wrangler, we know that life is all about taking the reins, no matter what's in front of you or which way the road turns. Because life is one big glorious ride, and Wrangler jeans are made to handle every step of it. Wrangler, for the ride of life.
Wrangler is made for those moments when your heart says go, and you follow it beyond what's expected. Because when the heart calls, you gotta be ready in jeans that are made to move and built to last. Wrangler, for the ride of life.
Record-setting performances.
He has tied the NCAA record with his 8th touchdown run of the game.
Game-winning plays.
It's a 95-yard return, and that's a victory for Tulsa. Are you kidding me? Amazing.
It's time to name our College Football Rewind Players of the Week.
Things didn't look good for Mississippi State early on at Jordan-Hare on Saturday. Bulldogs trail 28-3 just over 20 minutes into the game. And boy, did things flip as Will Rogers found a different level.
Rogers takes the snap. Nobody's open. Sliding right now. He throws. Now it's Johnson. Makes the grab. Leans his shoulder inside the pylon in the front right of the end zone for a Mississippi State touchdown. Two receivers each way. Rogers gets a snap. Throws end zone. Polk is there. And he makes a leaping grab for a Mississippi State touchdown.
Wow. What a drive. You can't get hotter than Will Rogers and this offense has been since they came out of the locker room.
Rogers takes a snap, looking into the end zone. Calvin pulls it in, and he'll walk in. Touchdown, Jameer Calvin.
Signal caller completed 44 of 55 passes for 415 yards, 6 touchdowns, no interceptions. He leads the charge in the largest comeback in school history. Hail State comes back from 25 down to beat Auburn on the Plains, 43-34. For the second week in a row, we highlight a Central Michigan Chippewa. Last week, it was return man Khalil Pimpleton. This week, the ground-and-pound game of running back Lou Nichols that steamrolled Kent State.
Hand off Nichols. Cuts out right. Back to the left. To the 10. To the 5. Runs over a man. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Lou Nichols. Trying to get the 50-burger right here. I formation on the near hash marks. Butchkowski, the fullback. Nichols, the deep man. Hand to Nichols. Left side. And he's in for a fourth time tonight. Touchdown, Central Michigan.
Adam Jackson on the Chippewa Sports Network. Freshman Nichols carried the ball 43 times, 214 yards, 4 touchdowns. CMU stays alive in the MAC with a 54-30 win as Nichols improves to third in the nation in rushing. Defensively, we head to Tallahassee. Might not be the Florida State-Miami meetings of old, but still a good one. Knowles win it in the final minute, 31-28. In the story defensively, Jermaine Johnson.
Shotgun formation. Here's the snap. We run a stunt. Can't get to Van Dyke. He's going to run. Runs toward the pocket. He's going to be snagged and dropped at the 15-yard line by Jermaine Johnson again. Three-time All-ACC Defensive Lineman of the Week. And he's working hard to make it 4.
First down 10 at the Seminole 26, dropping to the Van Dyke. Looks on. He's going to be hit, drop, sack back at the 35-yard line.
Big-time play by Jermaine Johnson again.
Gene Deckerhoff on the Seminole Sports Network. The senior DN finished the game 7 tackles, 5 for loss, with 3 sacks as FSU, after that miserable start, wins its 4th game in the last 6 tries. Rogers, Nichols, and Johnson, your top performer from the weekend. When we return, we'll run through our plays of the week. It's next on the College Football Rewind.
The year was 1919. Barbasol shaving cream was invented by a dreamer named Frank Shields. The world's first modern shave cream, Barbasol changed the face of shaving forever. A few billion shaves later, Frank's dream lives on. Behind every face is a dream. Barbasol proudly salutes every fearless, self-assured, wide-eyed dreamer all across America. Celebrating 100 years, Barbasol.
This is the College Football Rewind.
College Football Rewind.
Leaping one-handed.
He caught it. He caught it.
The kick is good, and the Bears win.
There he goes. They're not going to get him. 65 yards and a Utah touchdown.
It's time to count down our plays of the week. Number 5.
Take on the give to Goodson. Here's a quick slant. And bouncing off defenders, Keegan Johnson. He's going to score. Touchdown. Touchdown, Iowa. Keegan Johnson.
Number 4. Clemson.
He'll spot this ball at the 13, so a 13-yard field, and they run a fake, and keeping it as well, swinging, and he goes in the end zone, touchdown!
Oh, man, what an amazing play right there.
Are you kidding me?
Number 3.
Now they motion Casey over. Daniels in the gun. He looks right. He's flushed out of the pocket to the right, throwing on the run. It's caught! It's caught!
Casey!
And Kansas will win!
Holy cow!
Jarrett Casey with the play of his life, and the Jayhawks take down Texas.
Number 2.
Texas Tech.
Tied at 38, 3 seconds to go, 62-yard try. Garibay has his foot into
wow.
it. It may be long enough. It is good! It is good! It is good! Jonathan Garibay has won the game with a 62-yard field goal.
Number 1.
First down and 10, back to pass, final play. Camp rolls over to the right side, steps up pressure, got to get rid of it. He's going to heave it towards the end zone. It's going to go around the 5. The ball's tipped in the air, still being tipped. Caught! Touchdown, South Dakota!
Oh, my goodness.
The ball was tipped in the air. It was caught by South Dakota. Caleb Van Der Esch, and the Coyotes have stunned South Dakota.
were your plays of the week. We'll be back with more after this on the College Football Rewind.
Woo! Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo! Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
Going inside one of this weekend's matchup like no one else. Time for the Saturday Take from the co-host of the Solid Verbal Podcast.
Hey, this is Ty Hildenbrandt from the Solid Verbal College Football Podcast, and another unbeaten has fallen. Baylor 27, Oklahoma 14. For a couple weeks now, we've been wondering on our show, what would happen when Caleb Williams went up against a better defense? On Saturday, we got that answer. He got benched. All due credit to Baylor for holding the Sooners to just 14 points, for letting their own quarterback, Gary Bohannon, change the game more with his legs than with his arm. He didn't have a whole lot of success throwing it, but ultimately, his 9 carries for 107 yards and 2 big touchdowns proved to be the difference in the victory over the Sooners. The Bears still have a fighting chance at the Big 12. However, the conference might be on life support as it relates to the playoff, unless we've got further chaos down the road. Check us out in the Solid Verbal every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, wherever you get your podcasts or over on solidverbal.com.
Thank you very much, Ty. Less than 10 minutes left in the program. If you're joining us late, we'll relive how the top 10 teams in the country fared as the College Football Rewind continues right after this.
At Wrangler, we know that life is all about taking the reins, no matter what's in front of you or which way the road turns. Because life is one big glorious ride, and Wrangler jeans are made to handle every step of it. Wrangler, for the ride of life.
Wrangler is made for those moments when your heart says go, and you follow it beyond what's expected. Because when the heart calls, you gotta be ready in jeans that are made to move and built to last. Wrangler, for the ride of life.
Welcome back to the College Football Rewind. Time to recap how each of the country's top 10 teams fared with our weekend flashback. Georgia.
Dogs trying to jam another one in. They're on the doorstep of doing just that. McIntosh starts straight, bounces out left, driving! Does he break the plane? Yeah, he did it! Broke the plane left of the near hash and got in the for another touchdown for the Dogs.
Alabama.
First and 10 from the 37. Inside give Robinson. Cuts left Robinson. He sees the end zone ahead of him. He's on his high horse and gone. Touchdown Alabama. 63 yards for Brian Robinson. It's all over. Alabama wins 59-3.
Oregon.
Give it to Cardwell going left. Waits for a block. Cuts it back. Inside the 10.
Give it to me, baby. My house. I'm taking it there.
Oregon's going to get the victory. 38-24. Zeros on the scoreboard clock in Oregon. Is 9-1.
Ohio State.
Crowd gets the snap out of the gun, looks to pass, lobs that one middle of the field, caught at the 15. Moving to the 10 is Wilson, snakes his way to the end zone for a touchdown. Garrett Wilson on a 24-yard pass play. Stroud takes the snap, takes the knee, and that'll take care of things here at Ohio Stadium as the Buckeyes defeat the Boilermakers 59-31, the final score.
Cincinnati.
Josh Wiley was out to the left, now he motions to the right. Ritter drops straight back to throw, looking right, fires toward the end zone, and Wiley, he's got it! Touchdown, Bearcats! And Desmond Ritter has become the all-time record holder in Bearcat history with career touchdown pass number 79.
Michigan.
Haskins to his left, back to throw, McNamara, pressure coming, got to throw. Throws, he's got all! Crossing route, he's at the 40! He's heading down the sideline, the 20! He cuts at the 5! Did he get in the end zone? Yes! Touchdown, Michigan! Eric Hall on a crossing route, and the Wolverines retake the lead!
Michigan's going to leave Happy Valley with a 21-17 victory, and their dreams still alive for a Big Ten championship.
Michigan State.
Hands off to K-9, running to his left. Good blockers.
There he goes.
Gets to the goal line, gets to the end zone. Touchdown, MSU!
another Kenneth Walker TD. He is second of the day. That makes it 40-21 with 10 and 34 to play.
Oklahoma.
Hand off. Nope. Keep it. Bohannon running left. Bohannon to the 10, to the 5, to the end zone. Gary Bohannon, his second rushing touchdown today. The Bears punch it in.
And Baylor ends Oklahoma's unbeaten season. The Bears snap the Sooners winning streak at 17. Baylor wins in Big 12 play over Oklahoma. 27-14 the final score. It just means more when you beat a team like Oklahoma.
Notre Dame.
Hands off up the middle to Williams. Bounces out to the right side across the 20. Breaks a tackle. 15. Inside the 10. 5. Lunges for the end zone. And he got there somehow. Kyren Williams stays hot. Notre Dame came to Charlottesville for the program's second ever trip to Scott Stadium, and they will leave with a 28-3 victory.
Oklahoma State.
Ethan Bullock takes the ball, hands it off. Jackson plows his way up the middle and into the end zone. Pistols firing. Touchdown, Oklahoma State. Desmond Jackson, second of the game. Short gain on the play for Washington, and that'll do it. 63-17, the Cowboys manhandle TCU, John.
That was your weekend flashback. We'll preview next week and wrap up the show after this on the College Football Rewind. The passion.
25, first down, 20.
15, 10. 5, 3, 2, 1.
The fury.
Getting blitzed. Down he goes.
The speed.
Doubled, and it's going to be. Oh, my.
The Western College Football.
Toward the end zone. Got it for 6 points.
You cannot hitch the wagon. Put the ponies in the barn.
Over the shoulder. Get
30. 20.
This is the College Football Blitz. Listen all season long on College Sports Now on the Varsity Network.
2 weeks to go in the regular season, and next week we'll have some major threats for some big-time contenders. Someone's playoff hopes will be dashed. Ohio State hosts Michigan State at the Shoe in a top-10 showdown, and a Sparty win would throw the Big Ten East into chaos. It's a potential Pac-12 championship game preview in Salt Lake when Utah hosts Oregon. Ducks need to win to stay alive in the playoff hunt, of course, and the ACC Coastal could come down to Pitt and Virginia meeting next weekend at Heinz Field. Thanks to our friends at Learfield, as well as everyone at the Aztec, Spartan, Notre Dame, and Pitt Panther Radio Networks. I'm Rob Joyce. Thanks for listening to the College Football Rewind.